Hi friends, Stephen Kallenberg here, voice of Thomas. We work year-round to bring you The Hidden People, and we wouldn't be able to afford it without our wonderful supporters on Patreon. If you enjoy the show, we hope you'll join us there for lots of bonus merchandise and content, including recipes from me. Just head to patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. Thanks, I hope you're enjoying season 2.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Time goes by, but nothing seems to change. Like passersby, these streets all look the same. Can we make sense of it? A life that
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 2, Episode 6, Offending Shadows, written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Sarah Amar, Jacob Anderson, Megan Burnside, David Gaylor, Sarah Hudson, Norb Wessels, and Sammy as Murphy.
Welcome.
You summoned me.
I did. I have a task for you. That is, I had a task for you. Now, however, you see that I have summoned the rest of the court, including an inquisitor.
Why? What's going on?
Did you really think you could deceive me? I know exactly what you're hiding.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh? Don't you? So you aren't hiding something from us?
Tread carefully, McKenna.
What would I be hiding from ya?
Perhaps something to do with McKenna Thorne. Don't even bother looking at the door. You'd never make it. And don't try to lie. The Inquisitor will know.
Yay?
I know your secret. You hold the court's scrying mirror.
The mirror? Yes. You caught me. My bad.
You have it on you. You were going to try to sneak it back in, weren't you?
Technically, it's the Magister's mirror, not the court's. And technically, I can't sneak it back in when it came to me from somewhere else.
She speaks true.
Boom.
Silence, Inquisitor. The mirror belongs to the court.
Pretty sure it doesn't.
Silence!
What is wrong with your voice, Trainer?
I'm just not feeling like myself today.
That is not my concern. Your failure, however, is. Even with the mirror, you have shown no progress, despite strict orders when you were last here.
I did as I was commanded.
I do not see the remains of the changeling.
There were no remains to find?
She speaks true.
So she is alive?
I believe so.
She speaks true.
And yet, you did not come to the court immediately with this revelation.
I did not come without a solution.
Which is why you sought the mirror, to scry for her. None of us could. We do not share the connection with her that you do.
Yes. Good old Shaylee's plan was to scry for McKenna.
She speaks true.
Then please, show the court how strong the connection is between a changeling and her trainer.
Show me the changeling of McKenna Thorne.
Very clever, McKenna. Very clever.
It appears your bond is not as strong as you would wish.
It could be that the scrying from Arcadia into the human realm is beyond the mirror. Or at least, beyond what a construct can do with the mirror. Perhaps she should try again, away from Arcadia. And perhaps you should go with her, Alden Neve. Some time away from Arcadia might restore your own balance.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Alder Orin? You are dismissed, trainer. Return the mirror to the Hall of the Sagas.
Aye, aye, Alders.
You dare speak to me like that in front of a changeling?
You worry for decorum at a time like this?
Are we so far gone? What's next? Open war.
Without someone to govern Arcadia, it will crumble. We need a new magister. And it will not be you, me.
Okay, Shaylee said the Hall of the Sagas was this way. I think. This place is a maze.
Only to an outsider, McKenna. At least, a half an outsider. Too bad your mother never showed you around town.
Should be just through... Oh my god.
The nursery of the fetches. All of those taken from the past two reapings. Sixty children under the age of two. The latest in a long line of humans stripped of their names and raised in bondage.
Fuck?
What are you doing here, trainer? The nursery is not a place for you.
The nursery? Of course they would have a nursery.
Leave. You are not welcome.
Oh, McKenna, stop gritting your teeth. Even if you had your scythe, Shaylee's body is no match for the hidden. Perhaps another time.
Yeah, leaving. Peace out.
Now. Your time would best be spent in the Hall of the Sagas, searching for what and who might return you all to normal.
Ah! Nissa, you scared me!
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Alfie? What's that on the floor? Is that sugar in a circle? Why the hell did you put sugar on the floor?
So it's actually salt.
Not the point.
Well, you can't exactly use chalk on carpet.
You made a circle of salt on Mac's carpet so you could step sideways?
I was just practicing. And besides, if we get attacked by ghosts, we can hop in the circle Winchester style.
You're unbelievable. How many other circles did you make in this house?
You mean specifically with salt?
Alfie, how many?
Four. That doesn't count the one I drew on the wall, though.
On the wall? Are you Spider-Man?
I figured if you could step sideways, you could also climb sideways.
Were you able to make it work?
Unless you count bruising Mac's shoulder from running into the wall, no.
What about stepping?
Oh, I can step sideways. I'm only traveling about 1 foot to the left, though.
So you're just stepping. Like a normal person.
I feel like I'm close.
We are cleaning this up now, and we are not telling Mac.
Speaking of things we aren't telling Mac.
If this involves peeing, I don't even want to hear it.
But I feel like I have to unburden my conscience.
Do you want to know if I had to pee in your body?
I'll get the vacuum. Back in a sec.
Detective Samantha Mulligan. If this is an emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Otherwise, leave a message.
Hey, Sam. It's Ron. Guess you haven't changed your voicemail yet. Which is totally fine. Just reminding you in case you forgot about it. I'll just be your friendly neighbor that reminds you when you left the garage door up. Right, so I just wanted to call and chat. Maybe just, I don't know, catch up? As friends? I mean, we were sort of becoming friends. At least I thought so. And maybe you didn't, which would be totally fine and understandable. But maybe just call me back? Or text? That's fine too. I'd like to know how you're holding up. And pick your brain about things. Okay, cool. That was it. Short and sweet, you know me. sit well out. Good. That wasn't awkward at all.
It seems this town will always have at least one do-gooder officer of the law who actually cares. Break the cycle, Ronald. Heroism doesn't suit you.
Love in Idleness?
Yes. One of the books said that it can restore people to their previous mind and form.
I've never heard of it. What is it?
No idea.
You both should have paid more attention in English class.
Love in Idleness is the flower in Midsummer Night's Dream. Puck uses it to mix up everyone's loves and then again to fix them.
Midsummer Night's Dream? Which is about fairies! Very appropriate.
No.
Well, if it's a magical flower we need, I know where to go.
To a magical garden?
No. To a magical drug dealer.
Shaylee, no offense, but literally every time you know what to do, it sounds like the worst plan ever. Museum heists, mind trips, drug deals.
One more thing you should know. He's one of the hidden people. One of the old ones. A Vodan loyalist.
Like Black Annis.
Aye.
I didn't think it was actually possible for this plan to get worse.
If this drug dealer has love and idleness, then that's where I'm going. Shaylee, Alfie, you're coming with.
You just want me for my superpowers.
Exactly.
What about the rest of us?
You're going to need to draw some glyphs on the ground. In blood. But it doesn't have to be human, so maybe go to a butcher?
What kind of glyphs?
Oh, here. I tore out that page.
You did what?!
Well, no one saw me. I'm not an idiot. And see, I folded it up really small, so it would fit in your pocket. I figured it was best not to magic it, you know.
This piece of paper is older than Europe!
That's really kind of trippy and confusing, so I'm moving past it.
We'll paint your glyphs. Just be careful.
And no buying any other magical drugs, Alfie.
I can just say no, Nyssa. I still have my dare shirt.
Probably still fit into it, too.
It'll be fun keeping Murphy out of these blood glyphs.
No worries, Thomas. I let him into the backyard earlier because he kept barking at me and licking all the salt.
Salt? What salt?
The salt, obviously. So where's this drug dealer?
stalking the English streets looking for a hidden trap house? This isn't even the 10th strangest thing to happen in this story so far.
The drug dealer hangs out in a magically warded alley that keeps out humans? What? Do you knock 3 times on the wall to get in?
No, it only appears to those who need it.
Oh, so it's the room of... Hold up. That's it right there.
No, we aren't there yet.
No, trust me. Alfie, how would you know what this place looks like? I don't know. I feel a pull. Come on. Yep, suddenly creepy. Must be the place.
Welcome, fool.
Did Alfie just turn invisible?
And he's back.
You should not have come here uninvited. Fortunately for you, you'll never make another mistake again. Because now you die.
Get behind me, Alfie. Protect my body.
Prepare to die. Nah, I'm just effing with you.
Robin?
Robin Goodfellow, at your service.
Robin Goodfellow. Oh, I do so wish this story were about him instead. Far more entertaining.
But, like, in all seriousness, you shouldn't have come here uninvited. Like, how in the H.E. double hockey sticks did you get past the wards? A human? A construct? And... Shiitake mushrooms, what are you?
I'm your worst nightmare.
This one. I like this one. You're not a construct, and not human either. You must have been the one to bring these simpletons.
Hey.
No offense. I just mean you're a lesser being, that's all.
Are you sure we need this guy?
Perhaps you're not hearing me correctly. Me, old one. You, cockroach. You know, mystery woman, I don't think they're getting it.
We're here for a reason, Robin.
We need love and loneliness.
Love and idleness.
Also that.
Love in idleness. Just so you know, you cannot mix a love potion with it like you could a few hundred years ago. Cupid's been MIA for a long time.
We're not mixing a love potion.
Ah, you're reversing some spooky magic then. Pull up a chair and tell Robin all about it.
It's a long story and we don't really have time for-
We bridged 2 worlds and got all scrambled.
Well, that's... Honestly, that's pretty daggum anticlimactic. I was hoping for curses and assheads, you know?
Assheads? Even I got that reference. Have some culture.
The bridging worlds part is pretty fun, though. I'm guessing it was somewhere far off and alien. Like Neptune.
It wasn't Neptune. Is this guy for real?
Oh, well, excuse me for being personable.
We just want the flower.
The flower? Or the potion made from the flower.
Considering we could step sideways to anywhere and pick the damn flower ourselves, I think you know we need the potion.
Language!
Alfie, did you bring my scythe?
Oh, silly little construct. Thinking you would stab poor little Robin in his poor little heart. I'd kill you so fucking hard that your leaves would crumble into leaves. Choose your next action very, very carefully. Shall we dance?
So, he's crazy.
It's not like I'd ever met him. I've never needed magical drugs before.
I'm pretty sure he's not just the owner. He's also a client.
So, the love and idleness potion. What do you propose to give me in return for it? I don't just hand out my stash to every gosh darn person who asks for it.
What is it you want? I'm guessing it's not money.
That's a good guess. What use would Robin have with money?
So, what do you want?
Your firstborn? Perhaps your immortal soul?
I'll never have either of those things, so that sounds like a good deal to me.
But how silly of me. Constructs don't have souls, do you? No, I think we'll need something a bit more... personal.
Not liking where this is going.
Perhaps your fortune? All the luck you have left?
He can do that?
Never doubt what the hidden people can do.
I'm really good at scratch-offs. You can have some of that action. Stop.
We're not giving you our fortunes.
No? Then make me an offer.
I don't know. What do you get for the psychopathic fairy who has everything?
You're not very good at this.
Don't you have a quest that needs performing? We're really good at quests.
Between the three of us, we've robbed a museum, sipped from the well of wisdom, and stolen from a fairy vault, so...
Well, butter my toast and griddle my flapjacks. You're quite the adventurers.
What dangerous task do you have for us?
I have nothing, honestly, but this is too fun. I could make something up.
I feel like we're wasting our time. Can't we get love and idleness anywhere else?
Oh, come on, McKenna. Don't be a spoil sport.
I never said my name. None of us ever said my name. I'm not even in my body.
Oops.
He's toying with us. You've known who we were all along, haven't you?
Oh, it's so much more fun to play with you, though.
I was thinking the same thing, Mr. Goodfellow.
How do you know us?
The killer of the Magister? Why, you're a hero among the old ones. Word travels fast through our circles.
Ha! Circles.
Will you help us or not?
Anything for the great McKenna Thorne. But nothing is free, my dearie.
What do you want, then?
A favor.
Okay, what is it?
No, a favor. An undetermined favor at an undetermined time in the future.
Someday, and that day may never come, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Not helping, Alfie.
Basically, yes. Like the Godfather. But with fewer horse heads.
You only do ass heads.
Ah, touche. A prize for the lady who isn't a lady.
Unless the prize is love and idleness, I don't think I want anything from you.
A favor. That is my price. Take it or, you know.
If you agree to this, it's binding. You cannot refuse him when he calls in this favor.
To be clear, the favor is from all three of you.
We can stay scrambled until we find another solution. I haven't even figured out most of your superpowers yet.
We accept. You'll get your favor.
Glorious. We are now bound. Robin Goodfellow owns a piece of fate, so spake Voadon.
Ugh, it's like an old one catchphrase.
I assume you've already done your homework? You know the ritual?
I tore that page out, yeah.
The chaos hangs so heavy around you that it practically drips. The court must truly hate you. Delicious. Your potion? May your love not stay idle forever.
That's it? We can go?
If we shadows have offended, think but this. Yeah, get the fuck out of here. But don't be strangers, you hear? Come back anytime.
Seriously, though, if I ever see you in my alley again, I will remove your entire family from the gene pool.
Doodaloo!
The do-gooder police officer again. Just can't leave well enough alone, can you?
Hey, Sam.
Ronald. Why are you here?
I tried calling. Twice.
I saw.
Look, I know I'm probably the last person you want to see right now.
No. I can think of one or two that top you.
Well, cool. So I'm sorry for dropping by unannounced. Unless you heard my voicemails, in which case it was announced. Just maybe not welcome. I mean, I can talk from out here and all, but I don't want to let bugs into your house, so...
Fine. Come in. I'm not feeling well, though. So make it fast, okay?
Roger that.
Thank you. There they are, the glyphs, just like they were drawn on the page.
They look good. How much did it kill you to paint blood on the kitchen floor?
He tested it in the corner to make sure he could scrub it out of the grout.
Of course he did.
Well, I don't think blood magic is covered by the homeowner's insurance. Better safe than sorry.
You might look like Nyssa, but you are definitely my brother.
So what do we do now?
Probably a mystical chant. Ah-hoo-wah-hee-ah-hoo-ho.
Are you sure we want to switch back? He's somehow a lot less annoying like this.
Do you want to be stuck in Alfie?
So what's the chant?
We're actually countering the magic with love.
What?
Group hug?
We have to express what we learned about the other person and about ourselves. And then, yeah, we chant some mystical shit.
What a safe and perfectly harmless endeavor. Surely nothing can go wrong from bearing your souls.
I'll go first. Mac, I learned that you have awesome superpowers that are really hard to use. But I did turn invisible for a second today, and that was indescribably cool.
You didn't even know you did it until we told you.
And I learned that you heal really fast. My shoulder doesn't even hurt anymore from running into the wall.
Wait, what?
But I also learned that you don't need superpowers to be cool. I couldn't really use any of your magic, but I still felt like a total badass, just because I think you're a badass. So, I guess that means we can be as badass as we feel. And that's something I wish I realized a long time ago. Like in middle school.
Damn.
Alfie.
That was... wow.
So what's the cool chant?
Do you want something to drink?
Sure. What do you have?
Water. I have lots of water.
Well, okay, sure. Water me. So, I've already apologized a lot for what happened with you and Chief McElveen. I'm not gonna do that anymore. Unless, you know, you need to see me grovel some more.
Not necessary.
This is about McKenna Thorne.
What about McKenna Thorne?
I don't know how it's possible because she matches down to the fingerprints, but that girl is not who she looks like. Now, I know what you're thinking. How can someone look like one person but be another?
And Nyssa taught me to be more confident in what I believe in. I think I learned that from her even before I hijacked her body. Okay, I think that's everything for me. Who wants to go next?
I'll go. Thomas, I know it might sound weird given that she tried to murder you at least once, but the Fitch, the other McKenna, I think you've gotten through to her. I've met many Fitches. I've never even considered trying to help one. But you, after everything she did, you gave her the family she always wanted. Your capacity for forgiveness is extraordinary. Sitting there, seeing the way she looked at you, hearing how she spoke to you, I truly and completely felt sorry for a Fetch for the first time. You might not know it, but you've changed everything for me. I will never look at training changelings the same way.
Wow. Thank you, Shaylee.
Thank you, Thomas.
Wow, Mac. Can you even cry? Like, I am trying to sob and I just cannot even tear up.
That's a thing. Sorry.
So you think it's not actually her? Fascinating.
I mean, it has to be, right? Even identical twins have different fingerprints.
So it is her.
Is it just mental illness? That could explain why her attitude and demeanor are completely different. Not the hair, though.
Sometimes people are not who we think they are.
Your turn, Nyssa.
Okay, here goes. Alfie, I know that I pick on you a lot. Make fun of you a lot. Tease you, torture you. But I only do all that because you really, really deserve it.
Nyssa, I think maybe you're missing the point of this exercise.
I'm getting there. Today, when I spoke to Amelia, I got a taste of what it's like to be you. Never appreciated. Never accepted for who you are. Never good enough. A lot of the time, that's because you don't even try to be good enough, but I think that's a defense mechanism because you know that you'll never measure up no matter what. So you don't even try. I guess that's what I learned about myself, too. Sometimes I treat you like your mom does, and I'm sorry for that. I should appreciate you for your stupidity rather than ridicule you for it.
Damn you, Mac, your emotionless eyes!
I can't help it. It's a halfling thing.
Pretty sure it's not.
Okay, I've said everything I'm gonna say without crying, so you're up, Mac.
Okay, here goes.
It just doesn't add up at all.
Why do you care so much?
Are you kidding? I care because of you, Sam. You taught me to care. I barely even worried about filling my paperwork out correctly a couple months ago. But working with you, even for such a short time, I actually appreciate the importance of this job. I just applied because I thought it would be easy, and I like the idea of being able to tell people what to do. But you always cared so much. I used to make fun of you for that, and I'm sorry. Your passion for justice is infectious, and you passed that justice flu on to me. I need to make sure this is done right. In the next case, in the next, you made me a better cop, Sam. A better man. I can only hope to live up to your standards and mentor other losers like me.
I never really understood how you had to work for the Unseelie Court, Shaylee. I mean, I knew it, but I didn't know it, you know? But when I got summoned today, it was such a compulsion. I've never needed to do anything so much in my life. It was like drowning, being unable to breathe. I just had to go or I would suffocate. And that helped me understand a lot of things. Your entire life is survival. It's funny, you're the richest person in this room, but you aren't privileged. Everything you do is just to live. I never fully got that before, but I do now. It makes me appreciate you so much more.
Thank you, McKenna.
Now about me. I wandered around Arcadia today trying to find the Hall of the Sagas. I ended up in a giant nursery filled with babies and toddlers.
Oh my god.
That's where they keep all the fetches they take during the reapings.
I've never been so angry before. I've never cared about any cause like this. I understand now why the halflings formed the Seelie Court. The hidden people are monsters. And if my time on an alien world inhabited by horrifying predators has taught me anything, it's that I kill monsters. I don't really understand where I fit into the world. I lost 3 parents this year. I've had 3 identities, and that's not counting being Shaylee today. But I know this. I am taking down the hidden people. Okay, here's the really stupid chant.
So, I guess that's everything I wanted to say. Any thoughts, suggestions, final pointers?
Honestly, I don't really care anymore. All I know is that my head hurts. I'm tired, and I'm hungry.
Did it work?
Testing.
Ha! I'm in my far superior body again.
Let's never create another magical bridge between two worlds.
Agreed.
Finally, we can get back to normal around here. Or whatever passes for normal in our crazy lives. Speaking of which, I think Murphy is dying to come back in. Can you all wipe up the floor while I get
him? Yeah, no problem.
My god. McKenna?
You're hungry? We could go out for burgers. The diner has a special on patty melts this week, and they're still open.
I don't want a burger, Ronald.
Thomas? What's wrong? The hell? Did Murphy do that? What happened? It's Murphy. He spelled something with sticks.
Can dogs spell?
What did he write?
Sam. He wrote Sam.
Pizza then? I might be able to get to Oberon's before they close.
Nothing sounds good, but I hunger. But I don't—
Sam? Are you Sam?
That doesn't make any sense, though. Sam was here. She didn't switch with Murphy.
That wasn't how the body switch worked. We didn't directly swap with each other.
But no one else was here.
No. No, something else was here. Something else was in the room when we all switched. We thought it was dead, but a severed head usually lives for a few seconds.
No. No way. That's not possible.
Nessa, are you saying? Oh no.
I hunger.
I mean, I could eat.
I hunger. I am hunger.
Sure. Sam? What are you doing?
You smell.
Sam?
Good.
Sam, step back. Are you— what are you doing?
Feeding.
No! Stop! Sam!
Another casualty of McKenna Thorne. You know what they say. When God closes a door between dimensions, he opens a window to let a monster in. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Xander Hildebrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editor Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Sound engineer Colin Susich. Theme song by Catherine Seaton and Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.